The loss shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings. For the good of all.
Bromkar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Hello and welcome to Control-Alt-Wow, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. Today is Sunday, March 23rd, 2008, and this is episode 55 entitled In Depth. And I'm Aprilian, your host, and with me is my co-host, Asheo.
Hi, Aprilian. How are you, everyone? How you doing?
And let's get started. Okay, I'm really excited about this episode. I've decided that I'm going to do something a little bit different for the next couple of weeks, and I want to hear how you feel about it. And I thought that a lot of times I want to talk about what's been going on with my playing in WoW. But when I get down to the podcast, I'm usually skimming over stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, you do, because you do so much.
Right.
And unless you keep good notes, it's very hard to remember what you actually did all week.
Right, so now I'm going to keep good notes. And if you check the show notes this week, you'll see a lot of detail about what I've been doing. And I'm including some of the stuff, like, what affects my play, like, outside of WoW and what gives me time to play. And so what we've been doing is going to be a little bit longer this week. So how have you been doing, Asheo?
I've been doing great, yep. I've been bringing the alts along and as you'll find out, doing some stuff with Jekyll and Hyde that I've been wanting to do for a while. So,
did you get any Easter eggs?
No, I didn't even go looking because I heard that they were only in the lobby zones, and I thought, I'll leave them for the lobbies.
One of our guildmates was getting married and really liked one of the Easter dresses. So I was trying to find one, but I've never actually seen one, so I don't even know what to look for.
The last couple of years, you know, I've heard people say, I found an egg and, you know, there might have been some chocolate food or anything in it, but it hasn't really ever been that much of a big deal. I've never partaken in any of the in-game Easter things, so it's not something. I didn't even notice. I suppose I should start up and see whether they actually mention anything on that startup page thing.
The launcher thing.
The launcher.
Yes.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing even in the launcher about it. So, you know, Blizzard obviously aren't making a big deal about it.
Yeah. Plus, I think Easter's early this year, so maybe it caught them off guard. Alrighty. So, when you did see one, was it like an egg, and then the little, like,
no, I've never seen one.
Your thing shows up. Oh, okay, that's interesting. So, if any of you guys out there listening or have seen one, you can give us a email. Send us an email at controlaltwow@gmail.com and let us know. I'm just curious. I just want to know what it looks like. And I think is it just for today and then it's gone?
Yeah. Everybody, let us know. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hop right into it.
So, what have you been doing? Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot. And I'm always doing a lot. And like I said in the beginning, I usually skim over what I'm doing. But this week, we're going to go in depth. So, I'm going to talk about a lot of things. I'm probably not going to mention so much what I'm doing on my alts, my bank alts, because that's not exciting. You know, I log in, I put something up for sale, you know, I take it off. I did stockpile a bunch of Arcanite bars.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was saving some for you because you do have a pally, but that's way off in the future. And then I found out that the Arcanite cooldown is going to be taken off.
Yeah, prices are going to plummet. Sell them now.
Yeah, so I went out and had my blacksmith make some Arcanite rods. And that's still a pretty good price, so, and I made some money. So anyways, I'm going to start off with Monday. I was off from work. I have Sunday, Mondays off, which is nice. And I had several goals for the day. I wanted to level both Aprilian and and Adrian. Aprilia needs to get to 50 to get over 300 in tailoring. She'll be my highest tailor ever. She has loads of mats ready. She's got like 13 stacks of moon cloth. And she's got the recipe to make moon cloth bags and a whole bunch of stuff with fell cloth. I'm not making any because there's no sense when you're 300 to make anything, you know, if you're max, because you're just wasting.
Potential points.
Yeah. The only thing I did let her make was a couple of, she made some robes of Arcana. That's the warlock quest robe. And, she made some tuxedos. Outfits, because you know that's always handy.
Yeah.
And
not that they sell particularly well anymore either. I mean, they're, you know, they only fetch a couple of gold.
Oh, the tuxedos. Somebody's flooded the market. There's a lot of flooding now. I've noticed that. I did notice too that the robes of Arcania used to cost 15 gold, are now down to 3.
Yeah. You know, I think the problem is. And I don't see how Blizzard are going to fix it. I think the problem is because the game's been out for so long now, and there's so many people with so many different alts, that there's so many more people that are now just completely self-sufficient. Like, I don't remember the last time I bought anything off the auction house.
Oh, so all your alts make everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got a miner, I've got a herbalist, I've got a tailor, I've got a blacksmith, I've got an alchemist, I've got a jewel crafter. I don't need to buy anything off the auction house. And nothing selling. Like, you know, I couldn't be bothered auction housing much anymore. And like, I'll log in once a week and stick a whole heap up. And I'll log in the next day and I'll have 7 pages of mail of expired auctions.
You mean the next 3 days?
No, I'll only put it up for 24 hours.
Oh, you do? You specifically pick? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't want to pay the extra money for 3 days, or you just don't think it's...
To be perfectly honest, it's because that's the default in auctioneer. I haven't been bothered to change it.
I have found that I've had a little bit of success with the 3 days, especially on the pets. If they stay up for a little while longer, someone will have a tendency to buy it. But yeah, that's interesting. But I mean, I guess I still sell some stuff. Like, I sold one of those green hauberk chest pieces, you know, that the blacksmith can make with the green armor from the leather worker. And I sell arcanite rods, which I guess, you know, if you're enchanting, getting your enchanting up, you're going to need the rods. And at first, I was kind of slow on the pets there for a little bit. And I think it was because somebody tried to compete with me, but I just kept putting them up, you know, at a little lower price, and the competition's gone away. So I don't know. I guess maybe it comes and goes, but I'm still making money on the auction house. So, but not, yeah, you do have a point. Not as much as I used to. I used to be able to sell stacks of ore and get 10, you know, stacks, 10 gold for iron. Or maybe 8 to 10, but now it's like down to 3.
Yeah, back where it was, you know, pre-BC days.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even worth it to put it on the auction house and just let one of your alts use it.
Yeah, but then you run out of space.
yeah, space is important. So, and the other thing I'm doing is about the leveling up is Adrian needs to ride.
Right.
Have you know that part when you're, well, it's not so bad when both of your alts, when you're dual boxing and both alts are riding, but when you're used to having one ride, I mean, when both alts are walking, but when you're used to having one ride and the other one's walking and then you have to walk because you're dual boxing.
Yeah.
It's
annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 60% of, you know, you can still get to places and, you know, we're doing fine running around, but I just really want, I think it's also a status symbol, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's too frustrating. Once you've ridden, it's too frustrating to be walking everywhere.
Right. So, Adrian needs to ride and, so he needs to get up from, I think at the beginning of the week, he was 37. So, and he also, wants to get his leather working up. I have Real Fire as my main leather worker, But, you know, there are still specialties, right? Or did they take that away? There's still specialties.
I believe there is, but I that's one thing I don't have as a leather worker. But I would imagine that there's still a specialty. Can't imagine they would have taken that away.
Right. So Audrion's going to be my second specialty leather worker, and that would be kind of neat. So they headed to the shores of Tanaris because there are a lot of turtles in Tanaris, and that's where that's the level. He's at like 240, and that's where all the turtle helm and turtle gear is, which is kind of nice because once he gets 40, since he's a hunter, he can also wear mail.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
He can make these things, and whatever he makes that he doesn't wear, I've been sending to Vale. And she's been DEing them, so
okay.
Yeah, so that works out pretty nice. She's getting a lot of material, and so they're about 41 to 43 in level, these turtles out in Tanaris.
Right.
It's really cool because there's so many of them, so there's lots to choose from. But they're neutral. So there's
you don't have to worry about getting close to them.
Right. So if you're shooting one, you don't have to worry about aggroing any of the others. And
turtles are good to farm.
Yeah, and they respawn, and you get he gets some leather, he gets some of the turtle shell, and he gets turtle meat, which is good too for leveling up. So, but the thing is, I just like to hop around when I do these things. I don't have a plan, I don't have a layout, so you know, I know I'm probably not doing anything the expert speedy way, but when I get the urge to do something, I follow through. For instance, as I was walking through that beach on Tanaris, there's a little town there. What's that called? It's not a town. It's a port, like.
Steamweedle Port.
Right.
Bunch of quests out of there.
Yeah, Prillian picked up the quest where you go into that Pirate's Cove down further,
mm-hmm.
and you get something, you get a few people, you have to get so many pirates and bandits and stuff. And, oh, man, and the pirate hats, that's the other thing, too. That was so much fun. It's like a mob palooza. You know, they're all over the place. And
I always do those quests. I enjoy those ones.
Yeah.
Even though the hat drops are a bit low, I still do all those quests around there.
Yeah, and the neatest thing was every once in a while they would drop a locker, you know, so that was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, they were both in the same range, so Aprilian and Audrion were getting good XP. Oh, and of course they were dropping silk and mage weave, which is
right.
Good for Aprilian.
Yeah, humans are always good for collecting cloth for your tailor.
So that was what I spent most of Monday on, and it was really good fun. Oh, and then I took Aprilian and Audrion just for a lark because I really wanted to get Audrion up to 38 because it seemed like he was getting kind of weak. Oh, that's what happened. I know what happened. He kept dying. When we tried to get in to get Andre, there's one guy that in the middle, and they respawn so fast that, you know, by the time you run back to your body after
yeah,
they kill,
don't die.
Yeah, So I took Audrion down to RFD. Is that the one on the left, right? Correct?
We did that last week. Yeah, I forget.
Well, it's kind of neat now because they took away the elite.
The lower razor fence. Yeah, out the front.
Yeah. So you can get back there pretty easily. And there was there's some Blood Elf who gives a quest.
And the graveyard's a lot closer.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not all the way back at Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was before.
Well, not all the way. It's
it's just around the corner.
Yeah, before the south, but yeah.
Right, yeah. So that worked pretty
nice.
So
it's still a long run.
So Tuesday morning, I get up and, you know, realms are down. And I played Sims 2. I know, that's terrible. It's the worst game ever. And it's worse because they suck you into the franchise with all the different expansion packs. But I wanted a game that I could play when the internet was down and stuff. So then that night I got to work. And so I work really hard. I just want to make this disclaimer. I do play World of Warcraft while I'm working. But I play it when there's downtime or I'm taking a break, and I'm not the only one that does other things while they're working. Some of my coworkers play Sudoku or, you know, do crossword puzzles or read, so it's not like I'm doing anything bad. I just wanted to add that disclaimer.
Just in case your boss listens.
Yeah, I don't think my boss would listen. During downtime in the breaks and lunches, I pull out my light but sturdy MacBook Air. Have you seen those? Did I tell you I had one?
Yeah, you did. Okay. I haven't actually seen one close up, but yeah, I have seen
the commercial. And, yeah. stuff. And it's great because it's so easy to, I can just chuck it in a light little bag and I have it right there, and it's not very obvious that it's a laptop, and it's easy to pull out. So I got on to Trishelle. This is Tuesday at work, and we did the Arcanite bar. I've been so faithful with every 23 hours and 59 minutes. It's 22 hours and 59 minutes making an Arcanite bar. It's just going to be so bizarre when patch 2.4, the cooldown goes away. We talked about that? No, we didn't.
Yeah, okay. We did.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be weird. And then I...
is that the best thing you can transmute? What level is he again? He's not 300 yet,
yeah? Yeah, she's over 300. She's 350. That's just... She can do air and mana and all that other stuff.
Okay.
But I just...
You should probably...
She could do might. But it seems like every time I go to get the stuff from might, it's like 75 gold to make it.
But it should sell for more than what it costs you to make it. If you bid on, you know, reasonable price notes or primals in the auction house.
Oh, well, maybe I'll look into that.
Yeah.
So, and then once the Arcanite bar cooldowns are gone, then she'll have that. She can do something else. I'm sure they're not going to take all the cooldowns.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's obviously just the old world transmutes. I imagine they're taking out the, I don't know, whether they take out things like, there's a gold to true silver or something like that.
Right. Mithril to true silver. Or if they'll take out the moon cloth, fell cloth to moon cloth. Cool down. No, I doubt they'll ever take that one. Well, the only thing about the MacBook Air is, of course, when I'm at work, I can't dual box, so I have to pick one character to play.
Oh, my God. How do you manage?
I know. It's torture. I actually, when I had the MacBook Pro and I was on my cellular modem, I could actually... access my computer at home because it was a little bit speedier than the MacBook Air. It's not a bad reflection on the MacBook Air. It is slower, but it's worth the
You can't have everything. You can't have weight and size and power.
Right. You gotta have sacrifice one of the three.
That's right.
But I would actually log into my computer at home. There's a thing in the Mac thing where it's called Back to Your Mac, where you can see your screen, and I could actually put one of my alts, and put them on follow enough to do some farming and finish some quests. But that was just crazy and silly, so I don't do that. So I was thinking of what to do. I knew that Trishelle needed to run back to turn in the Andre quest at that pirate, at Steamweedle.
Yep.
But that wasn't a big deal because she's level 54 and she only picked up the quest because Aprilian had it, you know, and sometimes when I'm dual boxing with a higher alt and they haven't done that quest and they're helping somebody else, they might as well do it. They'll get some XP.
Yeah.
And a little bit of, and some rep. So that's always a good idea. But she could do that anytime, so it wasn't something I needed to do while I was at work. So I thought about Adrian, who had hearth back to Shat after doing RFD, and he can't do anything in Tanaris by himself, so I didn't want to take him back to farm the turtles because they could actually kill him. Then I remembered that when Aprilian really needed to get to 40, back when she was trying to get a mount, I had taken her to Desolus, which was kind of nice because right outside of Shadow Spray, there's a nice little killing field. And it has an interesting variety of mobs. you know, there's a giant thunder lizards, and there's some scorpids, and some of those air things. What are those things called? Those spinning
elementals.
Elementals that drop elemental air.
Yep.
So that was kind of nice. So he went out there. And this was the first time in a while that I'd had Audrion out by himself. Usually he was triple boxing or double boxing. And he was with his pet Ravager, the Beast, because Audrion is, you know, is beauty because he's a blood elf. And the Ravager is the Beast.
Very clever. Yeah.
And he had gotten the Ravager when it was a level 12, I think, over on Azimuth Isle. And it was funny because on that same isle, there was some level 17 Ravagers, but they were the wrong color. They clashed with his outfit.
That's terrible.
So he ended up, you know, he is a blood elf, you know, he's gotta be snazzy. So he ended up getting a level 12, and he's had him ever since, and he's up to a level 37 now, which is the same level as Audrion. And so, but I was really impressed. In the beginning, when Audrion first got the Ravager, it was a pain. Because have you ever had one?
For about 3 hours.
You have to feed them like every 5 minutes when you first got them.
Yeah, you can do that with any new pet, though.
No, this one, these are, I mean, they just keep, they seem to need food more than the normal pet. They were hungry a lot. I remember going through stacks of food. And
I've never noticed any difference. It seems like every new pet that I take.
Right, in the beginning, you know, but this one just keeps going on being hungry. But I tell you, it was impressive to watch him with these mobs because he was holding aggro. And I never really noticed the bars on the pets. But, you know, like the lions and the wolf. What else do we have? They have the blue bars. You know, they have intellect and mana bars.
On the pet itself.
Right.
Yeah.
But on the Ravager, he has a rage bar. And the more it starts out low, he's like a warrior. And the more he's hit, the higher the rage, you know, the bottom bar, he builds up more rage.
There you go.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just used to cats that have like energy. They're kind of like rogues. So it never really occurred to me that I'd never taken that much notice.
Yeah, it was impressive. And you know, even when like two mobs were hitting the Beast, he was still holding aggro. It was amazing. You know, they were level. They're both level 37, and they were hitting Beasts 37 to 40. And you know, even after like two would get on them, and then another one would come. This Ravager was just holding his own. It was like impressive.
Well, that's what you want from a hunter pet, because you want to stand back and hit him with your bow or your gun, not be in melee with your axe.
Right, and I have found that even if. With a lot of the pets that I had that, you know, and, you know, I get kind of anxious sometimes. I don't wait for the pet to grab aggro. And even so, you know, the minute you start firing something that's even a little bit more damaging than what your pet's doing, the mob will turn. These guys didn't.
Well, you've got your pet bars up, yeah, and and choosing to train your pets. Growl and things like that, right. So that they hold aggro better. You're doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if you train, you know, you almost always want to train your pet growl,
right?
Because that's, you know, is basically the talent that's going to have them hold aggro.
Right.
And then you know you choose one of your that's if you're out soloing. Of course, if you're in an instance and you got with a tank, then. You want to turn growl off because your tank will just get annoyed that you're pulling aggro off him. But yeah, so you want growl and you know maybe dash and you know claw or bite is best combination I've found for soloing with hunter.
So the beast is doing pretty good, and they had a pretty good time out there in Desolus. And the best thing was that there were also lots of skinning to do. And by the time I got ready to log off, oh, I did have one small thing. I ran out of ammo. You know, I just never. We were out there for so long, and I guess because we also went to we had just gotten back from RFD, then Audrey on Hearth to Shat, and there's no level 35 bullets in
No,
Shat.
you can't get low level stuff.
Yeah, so we got to Shadowspray, and I didn't even think. I just ran back to Shadowspray, got repaired, and got some more pet food. And then I logged off of Audrion, got on to my level one Bank Alton Thunderbluff, got the ammo, mailed it to Audrion, logged back on. I like being able to do stuff like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
That's what your bank mule alts are for.
Right. That's
You
why
get
you
to go
need.
back to the city every time you forgot something, you'd go crazy.
Right. And I'm so glad. Wasn't it different before they changed? It used to be an hour.
Yeah.
Even to the same account, then it was quick for money, but now it's an hour for everybody else and just quick for your for sending stuff to your alt.
Excellent change, that one.
Audrion went back to Shadowspray, got back to grinding, and he dinged 38. And that was Tuesday night. I don't get to play much when I get home because I get home at after 11, almost midnight, and we usually just have dinner and then go to bed. So I don't do a
Yeah.
whole lot. And Wednesday morning, I played before getting ready for work since I work second shift. And Audrion picked up the hands of Aruk Sucks. Aruk Sucks.
The
Iruxos and Shadow Spray. That's where he's got to go up through the upper middle part, up above Ghostwalker Village, and go into that building with those. Oh gosh, what are they called? There's some kind of. They're like the Burning Blade people. You don't know. It's in Desolus.
Yeah, I'm not a great, and I'm not a huge fan of Desolus. There's like selected quests I'll do in there, but I don't find it an interesting zone to be doing a lot of time and quests in.
Desolus.
I think it's because it's so big, and generally you're there before level 40, so you have to walk everywhere.
Right. That might be it. And it's confusing because the roads kind of twist and turn a lot. That
Yeah,
might be it.
you've
And
got to. You've got, you, if you want to go straight to some location, then yeah, you've got to go off the roads, which is kind of dangerous.
right, because there's a lot of buzzards flying around, and but I love it. I love the feel of it. It feels like an old, kind of like the graveyard thing is kind of neat.
Oh yeah, I like the the zone for what it is in terms of a desert type area, and the graphics and the mobs and everything that's around there, but for questing, I don't enjoy it.
Right. So it's gosh, I'm trying to remember what it's. Oh, the Manorok Coven. So there's all these different guys
Ah,
running
yeah.
around that from some of them are trolls, some of them are undead. There's a whole bunch of different kind of people walking around. And anyway, so and you have to get into one of those round buildings that there's a lot of structures that Blizzard uses a lot. And this one, I think there's another one like it out by Black Rock Depth or Black Shadow. What is that? BFD.
Black Fathom Deeps.
Yeah, on the southern side, there's another. Well, anyways, it's a round building. You go in, and there's a hallway that goes around, and there's a building, and there's a crystal in the middle that you have to pick up. And so, Aprillian did this solo, and she did pretty good, but I think she was higher than than Adrian. And Adrian and Aprilian go in there and they manage to take everything out, and it works pretty well, and they get that done. So, you know, and Aprilian picked up some silk. And they stopped at the vendor, Superseller 680.
Oh,
you know, there's that
the wandering caravan guy.
Right, the wandering caravan. Have you ever done the caravan?
Yep.
Have you finished? You done it successfully?
Yeah, I actually succeeded. Yep.
Yeah. There's a, well, for those of you who don't know, there's a caravan that runs through past the whole demon warlock area that's between Shadow Spray. Or actually, it's right between the one of the centaurs, Kolkor's areas,
right,
and
yeah,
all the way up. I think Desolus is so interesting because you have that one area which you have the two factions of the centaurs, and then back behind the centaurs there's that cave that you have to get into. Do you know what I mean? And then over on the other side above Shadow Spray there's the Nagas. And
yeah,
and I just think, and then there's that one area in the middle where there's a bunch of things to pick if you're a rogue. I just think that whole place just feels so well done and detailed, and there's so many different things in there, and it's just, I love the, well, we'll get to it. I also did the Kodos thing where you have to shrink the Kodos. But anyways, we stopped at the Superseller and got a bunch of cooking recipes, dragon breath chili, mystery meat, big steak, and I did that silly thing where, you know, you'll be somewhere and you'll see something and you'll think maybe some alt will like that, but you end up sticking it somewhere and forgetting that you have it and buying it off the auction house.
That's the one.
Yeah, so it's kind of silly, but I've been getting a lot of meat and stuff, and I know that one of my alts is going to need to level soon. And it works in theory, and it might even work in practice, so we'll see what happens. And the other thing I found out is, guess who sells ammo? The Superseller 680.
He does too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, and on the way to, I forgot about this, on the way to Shadow Spray, Aprilian stopped at the auction house in Thunderbluff, because I keep forgetting to upgrade gear, and that's another reason why I'm a little bit hesitant about going into instances and not really quick to get to 70, because I know that once you get to the higher level instances, you gotta have good gear. And sometimes I'll forget and I'll go like 10 levels without changing somebody's gear, you know, and then I'll go to the auction house and find something that's like way, way better.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is with dual boxing is it's not so important that you keep your gear up to date.
Right.
Because you're never actually soloing anything. You've always got, you know, two people, and basically everything in the old world and most of the quests, even in the Outlands, are soloable. So if you've got two people doing it, you know, it's cake. So, yeah, I mean, I've got stuff that would be way old as well.
Right.
It's just not as important. And, you know, you upgrade things by getting quest rewards, and occasionally I might upgrade some other piece, but for the most part, I guess that's another reason why I hardly ever use the auction house to buy stuff. It's, don't need it.
Right, and if you're dual boxing and you're just you, there's no one to be embarrassed about, but every once in a while I want to go into an instance and, you know, I don't want anybody going in, you know, looking at me and inspecting me and going, oh my God, you see those shoulders she's wearing? That's so level 35.
And she's level 37.
Yes, oh my God, she should be embarrassed. So Aprilian stopped.
Most people are not like that.
Yeah, okay.
Most people will go, hey, you know, you can do this quest and you'll be able to upgrade those shoulders. You know, most people are helpful, especially in the guild.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
You know, I don't do party instances. Most people in the guild are going to be helpful about where you can go to upgrade bits.
And I have a feeling pretty soon I'm going to have to PvP to get some, you know, go to one of those, what are those things called? Oh, yeah, Battlegrounds. Get some cool gear. But she saw, Aprilian saw this really cool headpiece, the Dreamweave Circlet. It has, it looks, you know, really cool. It was an upgrade. And she almost bought it, then she remembered, hey, she made those.
It's a Tyler thing you're
making. Yeah, and she had one in her bank waiting for her to hit 45. So that was kind of neat.
That would have been bad if you had bought that.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a cool Wednesday morning. Prillian and Andreon finishing that Hands of Eroxus quest and then running back to Shadow Spray to turn it in. And back at work the Wednesday evening, I pulled out the MBA at lunch and transmuted another Arcanite bar. And then I got out Andreon, and he passed, he went back to Desolus and went back to Sneed's Scrabble Screw. You know, that camp right before Ghostwalker. And he did the Kodo Roundup. I love that quest.
Yeah. I do that every time.
Yes, I think it...
And that's one of the quests, if you're doing it in a group with two people, you can round up two at a time. So you only have to do it three times.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that. But, you know, I was at work, so I had to be by myself anyway. But there's just, I love that sound when you tame them, you tame the Kodo, and you turn around and you have this boom, boom, boom noise behind you as you're moving along. It's just so cool.
The ground moves.
Yes. And he had the Bone Collector quest, too. So he did that.
Yep.
At the same time.
Sometimes, because that's the one where, sometimes a ghost will appear out of the bones.
Yeah.
And I did that on one of my tunes, and I didn't get a single ghost. And I thought, oh, they must have nerfed it and taken the ghosts out. And then I did it on the next tune, and I reckon every single one was a ghost.
And I was worried because I thought I would lose the Kodo if I got into a fight with it as a pet. As a tame, but it has like a 5-minute timer on it, which is more than enough time.
Yeah, you got lots of time to get back.
Yeah, so I did that one, and he went back to Shat, and then he came back to Tanaris, because he's level 30. Oh, no, I know what we did. After we finished those two, he went back and turned in the last Kodos one, and then he went to the Bone Collector, who was really out in the field over by the Monarch Coven, so he had to run up and run around and everything. And then he hearthed back to Shat and then ran out to Tanaris to see if he qualified for any, because he couldn't do anything in Tanaris, any quests. You know, Gadgetstan, because it's kind of funny, you know, you walk in with one...
Oh, that's like 40, 41 is probably the level where you can start doing any number of quests there.
Right. And I really wanted him to do some of the Wastewater Bandit quests, because Aprilian had some of that, but he couldn't do anything he couldn't do anything. And so... he went to Shimmering Flats, which I absolutely love for a leather worker at that level.
Mm.
It's killing lizards and skinning for fun and profit.
Indeed.
Yeah. But then after getting almost halfway to 39, I noticed Andreon was coming to the end of his rested XP.
Oh, dum, dum, dum.
It's funny because it very rarely happens because I rotate them out so much that everybody has rested XP. And I saw that little marker there, and I'm like, oh, no. So I ran back to Gadgetstan and put him in the inn and logged off. And now I'm like, okay, so what am I going to do? I said, oh, this Veil, my level 38 rogue, who, you know, I just use her for blacksmithing and...
Yeah, you don't actually play her much, do you?
No, I'm surprised, actually, that she's gotten a 38, because... I'm a terrible rogue. And I think she's actually gotten most of her leveling by just hanging behind somebody. So I said, no, I'm not going to take her out because that would just be an impossible thing. She'd die a lot. So that was the end of at work. Thursday morning. I told you guys, this is in depth.
And then at 6:05.
Yes, Thursday morning, logged on, checked AH Alts, and Tay, who's my Alliance Auction House Draenei, who's now wearing this really sexy torn ogre lion cloth, long cloth. Thanks to Sheo. I just love
those
things.
They drop all over the place.
Yeah, they were just so cute. See, like I said in the beginning, the profits are starting to slow down on all my my pet sales. Somebody's gotten on and is starting to undercut everything. And I guess maybe they're trying to get me to step back. But it is turning out that I'm still making a profit. I'm not selling anything below cost. So I'm making at least 50 to 2 gold on each pet that I'm selling. But, you know, with the whole process of getting it over from the Horde side and getting it up on the Alliance thing, it's a shame that the prices are going down. But like you said, it's because the game has been around for a while and everybody's figured these things out. Or maybe everybody's listening to my podcast and our podcast is stealing my ideas.
Yeah, I know. Every time I logged into my Winter Spring alt this week, there was somebody there.
I only got one felt claw. Somebody else must have got. Did you get any?
Yeah, I got a few, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So, anyways, I logged off of the... but she's still good. The Alliance bank alt is still good because there's always stuff cheaper. Like Arcane Crystal is 8 to 12 gold on the Horde side, and it's 490 to 6 on the Alliance side, so she's still good for some stuff. Yeah. Oh, I just said checked alt in Winter Spring, no fell cloth. So I logged on to Aprilian, Ardrian, and Trishel, but this was the first time I've done this in a while. They are triple boxing. I was triple boxing, but they're all working solo. Aprilian went to Tanaris, and because she was down to 1 soul shard, so she went over to head over to ZF, well, the entrance to ZF to get those trolls over there. So it's right by ZF. She can farm trolls for shards and cloth, and there's also a bunch of herbal spots there, some purple locusts.
Yep.
And stuff, and so she was having a nice time there. And Ardrian, did I get on Ardrian?
No. So yeah. What do you do? Just like tack it in turns as to fight a mob and then rest and then turn to the next screen?
No, I do them all simultaneously. I aim Aprilian at one mob. I start. She's running with her Fell Hunter. I don't know if it makes any difference. I've never figured out. I know that the Voidwalker's a tank. I know when I'm thinking I'm going to do more than one human mob or one humanoid mob, I'll get out the succubus. But I just love the fell hunter, that little animal thing with the horns. And it does this bubbly thing when it's getting ready to attack that, I don't know, I just think it's cute.
Well, he's good against magic users. That's his purpose in life.
Oh, okay. You mean magic casters or just magic users in general? Yeah, okay. And Trishel, had pulled out a level 41 cat, Ikie. And I know you're supposed to just stick to one animal and just have the others to trade up. But Trishel's favorite pet is a wind serpent, Arika, the one that's in 1K that you find up on top of one of those when you're doing those
gimmicks. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And she really likes that one because it shoots out flame.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it does some really, it's just a really good fighter. But she has a couple of things in the stable, and one of them is Ikie, and it was level 41. And since Trishel has been out helping Ardrian and Aprilian, the cat wasn't leveling, so she went to the crater. And she was doing pretty good down at the crater. You know. Oh, I know, she was doing the tar pit guys, because she had that quest. And Ardrian went to Thunderbluff to train. I hadn't trained him since level 32.
Oh, no wonder he can't do any Tanaris quests.
Right. So he went through like 20 gold training and he got all his up to 38 training. And that was pretty good. So basically that whole morning I spent triple boxing with solo characters. Went to work Thursday evening, and I had the best treat. I stopped at the Apple store on the way to work, and I got a Bluetooth mouse. You know, a laptop is great, but a mouse is really nice.
Does a Bluetooth mouse give you any benefits over just a normal wireless mouse?
Well, no. It's just a wireless mouse yeah. without having to take up a port because the MacBook Air only has one USB port.
And
I need the USB port for the cellular modem.
One USB port?
It's so small. It fits into my purse.
But so were USB ports. Jeez. Okay.
So, I mean, I can have this on my counter at work or where I'm working, and nobody will know that it's there until I open it up. It's just so neat.
Right.
The other thing I did was I actually checked out the Blizzard's website for the patch notes and found out that, yes, they are. I know, I keep harping on this. This has really upset me. This Arcanite bar cooldown being removed is, like, you know, it was such a thing for me to do this every 23 hours, and now it's going to be nothing. But anyway, so we'll find out what happened. So I'm on Aprilian in Tanaris at work, and she was currently at 16% to 46, and by the time I was done, she had gotten up to 33, so she had a good time in Tanaris. A couple of times she did die, because I wait on customers when they come up. So if I'm in the middle of fighting a mob, I can't say,
You're actually doing a job at work.
Yes.
One moment, sir. I'm just killing this zombie.
Yes. So, and, you know, I always try to make sure she had a soul stone on. So I'd come back and have her do a soul stone thing. But I'm having an issue with her in inventory management, because right now she has a whole bunch of cloth and stuff, and I'm debating on buying another slot. And I have a lot of stuff in the bank. I have two tabs on my bank, my guild bank.
Wow.
I know.
Flashed out.
I know, and I really need to, like, either figure out to take a bunch of stuff and DE it, or just clear out stuff. But I'm afraid. I'm a pack rat in real life.
You're a pack rat. Yep. Yeah. You've said. More evidence.
Yes. Friday morning, I did a lot of housekeeping. I checked mailboxes. Because, you know, I mail stuff back and forth to Alts. And after it's gone 30 days, it gets returned to the person that sent it. And then after that, it gets deleted. So you have 60 days to store stuff.
Yeah, so, not long enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, it's like, it's the pack rat thing. With the 12 slots, you actually end up using your bank, your mailbox like a bank. So, you know, that can get kind of crazy. I probably should calculate how much money I'm spending, you know.
Mailing stuff back and forth.
Right, because 30 copper seems like peanuts, but, you know. 100
if you're sending
coppers is 3 gold.
100 mails with 12 attachments in it each.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to add up.
Mm.
So I spent the morning doing a bunch of stuff, including some guild stuff. And it was almost time to get ready to work. I had Aprilian and Ardrian heading to the Badlands. Ardrian had that barbecue buzzard wing quest, and Aprilian has Broken Alliance. But she didn't think she could do that with Ardrian. So anyways.
Is that the level 50?
43 it starts out. That's the one where has to get the sigil from the mob guy who's surrounded by all his heavies. So, and Aprilian flew down to Silithus to make moon cloth.
Silithus,
yeah, that place.
That's the joint.
Yeah. And Oh, I also forgot. I have Aishak, who's my level 15 priest, and she's been running through Eversong Woods. And I'm hoping, I want to try being a priest, you know. And of course, when I do get her up to a level where she can start to go instance and stuff, she'll probably go solo, because that's a lot of intensive stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you constantly hear people looking for healers. So it'll be interesting.
Tanks and healers, mainly tanks. There's starting to be a few healers around, but there's still a lack of tanks.
Yeah. So, as I'm leaving for work, Adrian completed the quest of the barbecued buzzard. Well, all he had to do was run out there. It turned out he had 11 buzzards. I had, like, one wing, and I'm thinking, wait, I have a whole bunch more, and I'm looking for the other, and I realized I had
an old full of food.
Yeah, well, I realized he had a stack of 10, and I, you know, they also look a little bit like they look like other leatherworking gear, so I think that's why I was confused.
I think obviously there's a limited number of unique icons that Blizzard want to develop, but I still think that they should be able to do something so that, you know, the icons are fairly unique.
Right, even if they change the
color. Because you open your bags and, you know, like, you're hovering over stuff. It's like, for example, they shouldn't be reusing the icon that's the icon for a health stone for a warlock.
Right.
I mean, I open my bags and I go, I've got beauty, I've got a health stone, and I got to use it, and it's not a health stone, it's something
right.
else.
It's something, a secondary hand thing or something.
Well, I think every icon's used for at least, you know, two or three different things, so.
Well, I was out, when I finally finished the second part of the Broken Alliance, where you go out and get those rune stones.
Mm-hmm.
I had ran out of bag space, and I got rid of a shard, because, you know, I know I can get another shard. Well, then I go and I check to find out where all my rune stones are, and one of the rune stones...
They're shards.
It looks like a shard, and that was the one I got rid of. Of all the shards I had in my bag, I think the one that was the rune stone. Fortunately,
yeah, perfect
it was the one
example of why they should fix that.
So, Adrian went and completed that quest, and then he picked up another quest at the end, the one where you have to gather so many rocks and so many coyote things and so many something else. And Aprilian picked some flowers in Badland, and she's got her herbalism up to 272, and she picked up one quest about going into Moradon. Have you been to Moradon?
A long time ago, not recently.
Yeah, so I'll have to Google that one and figure out where that is, because it's the second time she's heard something about Moradon, so she's going to have to check that. So then I'm going to try to speed this up, because we've been going on for a while. In-depth is really in-depth. I'm going to probably break this into chapters so that if anybody wants to just fast-forward through this part, they can. But Friday night at work... I only got on to do some auction house stuff before lunch. And at lunch, Aprilian soloed Broken Alliance. It was kind of neat, you know. They were walking, you know how they do that circuit, and they walk past the place where you get the buzzard, barbecue buzzard thing. And so she got a couple of guys and knocked them off. Then she got a little bit closer to him and got a couple of more and knocked them off. And then she got the boss down low before the other guys came to help, killed the boss, snatched the sigil, and ran, leaving her fell hunter behind. And she turned the quest in for 5,050 XP, and went from 37% to 42% towards level 46.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then she went to get the rune stones, grinded scalding whelps. I absolutely love grinding scalded whelps. The only thing I don't like is not being there with a skinner. But I'm hoping to get one of those pets. Have you ever gotten one when you were out there?
I haven't, but I was out there... I think it's only happened once. It might have happened twice where I've gone to help people do that quest, because that's a level 50 quest, and, like, you get it at, like, 43, so it seems like it hangs around forever. So I went out and helped somebody do that quest, and you're actually clearing whelps, and I wasn't bothering looting anything, and had it on free for all, and they got the pet.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Oh, that sucks. So by the end of Friday, Aprilina's at 52. I'm almost at the end. and then Saturday morning, a few hours to play before work, I had Adrian and Aprilian meet up in Badlands. Aprilian was farming scalding whelps while getting the runes, but she ran over to the Angor Fortress, and she was doing the missing luggage one. Have you done that one?
I have done it.
There's a blood elf over in Kargoth who, practically with his limp wrist is imploring you to, oh, please, I can't find my luggage. Those awful dwarves took it. So you go in, and it's that same dwarf layout that they have out in the Barrens, the one in the southern part of the Barren. So it's kind of neat that they reuse stuff, but it's kind of weird that they do, but it's neat too, because you know the layout.
Yeah, you don't get lost easy.
Yeah, so we went in, and it was funny because Aprilian had it, and I don't think it had shown up for Adrian the last time he was in Kargoth. And she got both pieces of the, I think it's a piece of luggage, and it's a rapier, a sword. And she got that. And then she just thought, oh, why don't I share this with Adrian? And Adrian dropped one of his quests. I think he had a quest from Valentine's
Day. I'm constantly on 25 quests.
Yes.
So annoying.
It is. It is. And it's funny because we were just at 20 for a long time, and he thought 25 would be enough. So it'll never be enough.
So 50.
Yes. So he was eligible for it, so he took it, and then took the rapier, and then went back around and got the other thing, and it's great that they were able to both finish that quest and help that poor blood elf. So that's when I was left off on Saturday morning, because of the whole Easter thing. I haven't been able to play today, so I went and spent time with the in-laws. I mean, I had fun with my in-laws, and I did. It was a great time, and we had Easter brunch at a restaurant. But it's funny, one of my sister-in-law is a therapist. She deals with mental health issues, and we got on the subject of computer addictions. And just when I was saying, oh, I need to go because I'm supposed to be...
Well, I have to transmute some Arcanine.
Yeah, she said, well, you know, the only time it really gets to be bad is if you break off family gatherings to leave early so you can play the video game. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, you would say that. Which is why I was late today, by the way. So anyways, that's where I was. And since I've been talking for an hour...
Maybe we better take a break.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back, and Asheo will do his hour of what he's been doing. Thanks. Hold on one moment. Okay, so we're back from my long what I've been doing, and now Teo, take a deep breath, everybody.
I'll take a deep breath, but no, mine isn't going to be anywhere near as long as yours, because I brilliant cheated, and she didn't tell me until halfway through the week that she was actually going to start keeping detailed notes, and that was the topic for this week. But anyway, Ashara. I listened. I actually wrote this, took these notes before this week's instance. So it was kind of funny that they raised it. And they were saying about how Ashara is, something, a zone that many people skip and never go to. Well, yes and no. I went there. I go there on every turn, and do selected quests. So
you have to go there for the hunter, right? Isn't there like a whole hunter line there?
Yeah, there's, it's for every class, I think. I just got that on the priest as well. I think, well, at least many classes. But a lot of people skip that because it ends up having to go to Sunken Temple, and people skip over Sunken Temple as well. But apart from that class quest, I'm not aware of any leading quests into Ashara. Like, for every other zone, there seems to be, you know, you've quested somewhere and you get towards the end of it and they go, oh, you know, here's something, go and deliver it to Ashara.
Right.
And you head over there and you find all these exclamation marks and you start doing all that. I've never come across any leading quests for Ashara. So if there is any, I'd love for people to tell us about it. But anyway, I go there specifically for the quest Stealing Knowledge, which is just a magnificent experience points bonanza. You just have to go and collect 4 tablets from the Naga. So you kill a few Naga. You collect 4 tablets, which are just randomly spawned on the ground around the place. And you hand them in, you get 7,000 experience points. And after having done that, he turns around and says, go and deliver these to 4 other NPCs. There's one actually in the Shara, so you don't have to travel very far at all. There's one in Undercity, Thunderbluff, and Orgrimmar. So you go and deliver all those, and they go, oh, thanks for that. Send this message back to Ashara. You take it back and you hand it in. The total for that chain, which is basically just a bunch of flying around, is over 40,000 experience points.
Wow.
So how can you not do that chain? It's just, you know, it's great. So I did that. So I was probably mid-40s, I think, around there, high 40s anyway, to kill those Naga. It's pretty easy.
This was with Jekyll and Hyde? No, a shield and a shield. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I headed off to Searing Gorge, which is another place that doesn't, for at least I know there's plenty for Alliance, but I don't believe there's any leading quests for the Horde into Searing Gorge either. And it's something easily overlooked because it's way over there and just south of Ironforge, and you know it's kind of out of the way. You've got to fly forever to get there from Undercity or from Stranglethorn.
Mm-hmm.
But the quests in there are great. For someone around level 50, you know, I spent an evening in there and knocked off, you know, a whole series of quests and put on over a level. You know, there's a chain in there that starts with the Flawless Flame. It's at a tune. It's actually an Alliance tune, and it annoys me because, you know, when you talk to him, he says for the Alliance and silly things like that. And that's a chain that, you know, is really easily. It used to be hard because one of the steps, the Flames casing, involved killing elites that's in Searing Gorge, and it was for an item that was a really low drop rate. Well, they're not elites anymore, and I'm not sure whether the drop rate's gone up or not, but you know, because they're not elites, you know, that step's now trivial, and you know, you can complete that chain and put on, you know, get heaps of experience points. And they're all really easy quests. There's not even the quests in there where, you know, you've got to go off and get any 10 daggers or something. The drop rate's fine, so it doesn't take long to do. There's one quest where you've got to get 2 specific items. There's a looking glass and I forget what the other piece is. And sometimes they can be a bit slow to drop, but. Yeah, I got them no trouble at all. So I think maybe they've increased the drop rates in there. So if you're around 50, wondering where to go, Searing Gorge.
Okay.
Yep. And also in Searing Gorge, there's not many of these around that I've seen. Profession specific quests. There's actually a tailor quest there. That starts with an NPC called Nilith Lockrev. And she's in southern Searing Gorge near Black Rock Mountain. And you get out of that a nice green set of braces that increases shadow damage, which is great for a shadow priest. And you, having done that, you get a quest to go to Gadgetson and pick up for free a tailoring pattern to create a shadow weave mask that increases shadow damage by up to 24. So definitely worth doing if you're a tailor. So Searing Gorge, go there, do it.
A Krillian down there, though. Okay.
For sure. Then I headed off to the hinterlands. Hinterlands is great as well for low 50s. You know, you can just pick up, you know, 6 or 8 quests and you just go out and you can do them all. They're all in, you know, reasonably close proximity to each other, and bring them all back and pretty much guaranteed ding. Before you go there, actually, head to Feralus, because there's a quest you get in Feralus. It's called Natural Materials and Testing the Vessel. And many of the items that you need for that, there's like, I think you need 30 of one of the things, but they drop off mobs that you kill for other quests in the hinterlands. So, you know, you're doing 2 or 3 quests at a time, which is always a good feeling.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good chain as well. The natural materials that, the testing the vessel is a pretty good chain. Only the last step is hard because you've got to kill elite giants that are in Feralus. But you can easily do it with, you know, get someone else to tag along, or if you're jewel box, you can easily do it with 2 turns. And it was a bit odd because that chain actually ends in a choice of a blue axe. There's a single-handed axe and a two-handed axe and a blue mace. So I got all excited because I did it on my pally first. I thought, oh, this is a pretty good mace. I'll finish this on my priest. And the staff that's a quest reward is only green.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I felt ripped off. But
was it a decent staff at least? No.
No, I'm not even using it. It wasn't even that great a staff.
You just vended it?
Yeah, just vended it.
Bummer.
Yeah, so I did all that. Ashiel and Ashiel headed off to Fellwood and did the grinding, in air quotes, for Timbermore rep. And I say air quotes because it's now pretty much a trivial exercise. And it used to be that you do that Timbermore ally quest, and you'd have to go back in and spend another hour or two, you know, killing more mobs to get enough rep up. Now, just by doing that quest and handing it in, you get up to unfriendly rep, which is all you need to travel through to Winterspring.
Oh, well, so that's a rip-off.
It took no time at all.
Wow. All the time I snuck a Prillian up there and had her... Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, it's just game.
Keep going. I mean, that if all you want is to be able to get through to Winterspring,
right,
safely without having to fight your way through, unfriendly is enough.
Right,
but there's actually some decent rep rewards for those Timbermore. So, so have a look at the rep rewards. You might find that, you know, you keep going with it and try to get up to Exalted. So I did that and then headed off to the Hinterlands and did all the Jyntha or Lore quests. The place where you get the mallet for ZF.
They're not elites anymore.
And not elites. It's so easy.
Oh, my God.
So I actually went in there with a guildie, Mother Nature. We just went in there and nuked the place. I'm kind of in 2 minds about it. I mean, it's good that all those mobs on the way up weren't elites, that you've got to kill 15 or however many of it there is, and you work all your way up and you kill all those. But even the Vile Priestess, I can't remember what her name is, but that the priestess at the top,
right.
I mean, she's not even elite anymore.
Wow.
They should have at least left her as a lead. There's just no challenge.
Mm.
So you kill her and you run in the cave and nothing in there is elite, and you run to the end and you kill everything in there and you do your egg quest and you do the other quest that from the guy that's on the altar there and experience points bonanza.
Wow.
Get your mallet. It's all about, you know, rushing through the Outlands now and having fun there. But I think they've nerfed it too much.
And it's going to have a backlash because if new people come and they're playing all this and it's easy and they got the 20 to 60 grind or 20 to, you know, whatever, grind, it's so easy. And then they get to Outland, and it's like, oh, wow, yeah. This sucks.
Yeah, they get to Outlands, and they see the quest like Cruel Intentions, which is a 63 elite there.
Yeah.
And you need about six people to bring him down.
Yeah.
So, and at the moment they're in Ungoro, which I love Ungoro. People seem to hate Ungoro. I don't understand why people don't like it, but as a skinner and a miner, my God, Ungoro.
Are you doing any of the extra stuff like the crystals or the blood puddle things or the soil?
I do all the quests in Ungoro.
Okay, yeah.
The only one I don't is the one that you're doing, which actually is a Tanara's quest,
where
you've got to kill the tar guys because the drop rate's too low, unless they've changed it.
Yeah.
I don't do that one. But every other quest in Ungoro, yep, definitely. I mean, the crystal one, again, you know, you wander in there and she says, oh, give me seven crystals of each. You give her seven crystals and she goes, okay, go and find them. You go and find the east, north, and west, and you come back. And again, I mean, I didn't add them up, but, you know, it must be another 40,000 odd experience points for just for riding around and collecting some crystals lying on the ground. So how can you not like doing that?
Plus, the crater is a little bit easier now because they have that other graveyard. You don't have to, if you do get, what is that, Terra Alley or Terra Run, if you get killed over there,
right.
You don't have to run from the other side of the crater.
All the way,
you're right there at the volcanic ash, and then you know, just run over. Cool.
Yep. And I got the Lincoln Sword quest.
Oh.
You know, that ends in having to kill Blaze Runner, which is that elite on top of the mountain there. And I thought, oh. I know he's elite, and I know he's really tough. I'll go and give it a go. You know, with my, where are they now? Though they must have been 52, I think 53, maybe.
Ash when
I tried.
Ash.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I headed up there and started whacking away on him and made sure I had the offhand equipped to eliminate his shield, and I did that once. And I'm whacking away at him, and I thought, I'll back into the cave so that when he whacks me, I'll just back up into the wall and he doesn't throw me far away. But it bugs out, and his shield comes back up, and he just goes back up to 100% health.
Oh.
And by the time I realized that was happening, I was out of mana, so we died. So I ran back up, and I was like, one more try. And this time I basically did used the offhand to dispel his shield a lot, like, you know, every 10 seconds or so. And it was tough because...
What is this that you're using?
Well, as part of the quest line, you get an item that says, hey, go and kill Blaze Runner, and they give you an item that says this will make him weaker.
Oh,
and it doesn't turn him into a non-elite,
right.
But he's got this flame buffet thing around him that makes him very hard to do any damage to. But if you hit him with this, if you cast this spell thing at him, it weakens him or removes his shield for a short time.
Oh,
cool. So I whacked away at him and he's throwing me all over the place and I kept reducing his shield and I was getting very low. But in the end, I got there. I was pretty happy about that because he's a toughie.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. So that's the 50 guys. So they're actually 54 now, I think. So I've put on another four levels this week.
Mm. Wow, they're gonna be an Outland before.
Yeah, a couple of weeks maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. And what else have we been doing? Jekyll went and I bit the bullet and I spent my 5,000 gold on my 300 riding skill and went and got my quest line for the Droop Epic Flyer and started doing that. And I got to the point where you've got to go to Sethic Halls and do it in a heroic mode. I thought, I'll leave that for a while. And I was a couple of days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I just thought, I'll give it a try now, see if anybody in the guild's interested in. So he wants to go to Sethic Halls, do some heroics. A bunch of people said, yep, we'll do that. I went in and... I got really lucky because shout out to Cutty Pie and Received, excellent tank and healer. Cutty Pie has actually got a druid who's done it, so he was able to point me at some macros that I needed that I stuffed up and didn't work anyway, so I was burning mana And Stig came in to help us, and Jekyll's now got his epic flying form.
Oh my god!
Which is magnificent.
Send us a screenshot of that, because yes, that's
oh, I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome! Oh wow!
Yeah.
Congratulations!
Thank you. The difference that that makes to doing the dailies up in Ogrela and doing the bombing runs is just chalk and cheese. So now all I do, Hyde dismisses his pet. He runs to the bottom where there's a bunch of cannonballs, and he feigns death, and he just lies there pretending to be dead. And Jekyll flies around and bombs everything, and they both get credit for it.
Wow, how awesome is that? Dual boxing for the win, that's for sure. Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, pretty big week.
Yeah.
I was really excited to get that. I thought it would take me a lot longer. So,
yeah, Alaia Actas is the best guild ever.
AIA for the win. Yep.
Yes, yeah, they're very good about supporting, and there's so many people, and it's really great to be a part of that guild.
Mm.
I don't group a lot, but just having them in G chat and just talking to them, and you know, getting information from them, and like in this instance, when they come up and step up to the plate, it's really great.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. So we're going to pause one more time. Were you done with, did you do anything else?
I'm done. Yep.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. And we have a treat. We finally hear from Glantha. You know, my co-host from a few episodes back. Do you remember Glantha? Yes. So we're going to play a piece from him. And we'll be back right after we listen to Glantha and his comments on what we've been doing. So here's Glantha.
Hello, Aprilian and Asheo. This is Glantha. How are you? I wanted to send in my email response in a non-email form. I wanted to go and send an MP3 and let the Control All WoW podcast know what I'm up to and what I've been doing, which isn't much. I haven't really been playing World of Warcraft because of the whole new job and buying a house and all that jazz. But I still listen to Control Alt Wall, and there are some questions that you had in your very last one, number 54, and I wanted to kind of answer those, and also talk about kind of an idea that I had that was spurred on by some of the stuff that I've been doing in real life. So hopefully you're going to have a lot of fun with my response. Secondary skills. And one of the things that I really firmly believe when you're working with alts is that first aid is a secondary skill that you really always should have. It's so easy to put together, it's so easy to use, and once you have one like higher level alt, you never really lose the ability to get a lot of materials for first aid. So for example, Glantha is my level 70 dwarf hunter, and Alaris is my level 45 paladin, and even though he's level 45, he has first aid at 375, just like Glantha, because Glantha is an outland getting, you know, all of that really high-end cloth, and he just would just send it over to Alaris. And if I had any other, you know, other alts that I would ever make, would also have the same kind of thing going on. So it really is so easy. It's not like fishing. It's very quick to kind of put together. The only thing which is time consuming really is to go, if you're Alliance, to go to Menethil Harbor. Oh my goodness. See, I can tell I haven't been playing the game. The place where Jaina Proudmoor is, over near Dustwallow Marsh. Maybe it is Menethil Harbor. No, that's terrible. Isn't that terrible? But anyway, And so I really subscribe to that. And I think that cooking is also one which is really easy to get, except it can be really expensive if you're not a fisher. I remember that last week, April, and you said that there was a couple of guides online that talked about how to use fishing and cooking together to get both the skills up. And that's really the easiest way. Otherwise, as Ashael said, there's a big gap between 75 and 150 where you really have nothing. Like, if you go and get the generic vendor-based recipes, the requirements are like level 75, level 100, level 200. There's like nothing in between. You have to go and kind of figure out like how to get that stuff and grind. So, but once you do have cooking, it is a really great way for you to say thank you, especially if you are in the wilderness and you accidentally almost die, and somebody comes and saves your skin. Giving them a bunch of food as a way of thanking them, it seems to go over really well for me, I find. So anyway, that is my thing about that. And Ashao asked a question too about the Mac, about why you needed to have two different World of Warcraft installs and not one executable. And the reason why you have to do that is because in a Unix-based structure like Mac OS X, you don't really have executable files. You just have folders. An application is really just a folder. So you can't be running two of the same applications because you're already using that folder's resources. So it was kind of one of those interesting things that I was wanting to throw out there. And what I want to talk about now is something that real life has taught me that I think would actually be really kind of neat to put into World of Warcraft in the future expansion. That's never going to happen, but just hear me out. So as Aprilian said, and as I said in the last podcast that I was in, I am taking a little bit of a break from World of Warcraft for so I can get a house and do a move and start a new job. And when you're buying a house, you're basically investing in something which you could never, ever afford without the help of some kind of institution, like, without the bank, more or less. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is how there's so many things in World of Warcraft that mimic like real economics, like the auction house. And there's a lot of things, like there was an article in Wired about how World of Warcraft also talks, has elements of things like terrorism and, warfare and like pretty like, big kind of adult elements. And one of the things that I find that it's missing and I've been dealing a lot with is the idea of financing. Like, we have epic mounts that require 5,000 gold to invest in, and why not, when you reach level 70, instead of having to grind for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to save up, why couldn't you just go to one of those banks, and I'm sure the goblins would love to give you some money, and say, look, I want to take a loan out to buy this for 5,000, and then over a period of time, you would actually pay back like 6,000 or 6 or 7,000. The point of that being, if you want to go and do it cheaper, you would spend weeks, saving up for it. But if you wanted to hit that level 70, you want to roll, you want to have that epic mount, you want to kind of start to engage in some of that end game content, you would be able to get those things, and there'd still be a penalty and there's still a reward in place for keeping save up, they would be able to get it for cheaper. And I think that would actually, it's not too complicated. I think that even like the younger players of the game would be able to understand, like, 7,000 over the long run or 5,000 now. But either way, you spend weeks saving up money to pay it off. And just like in real life, if you decide you're not going to pay off, the goblin bankers, they can always come and take away your epic mount. So you have your 280 speed, 280% mount, they can come by and you log in one time and you find that it's not there in your pack to use because it's been repossessed by the bank. And so that's just a kind of idea that I thought but it would never actually happen, but I think that's really very kind of interesting. In Wrath of the Lich King, they're going to be using siege weapons, which I think are sound a lot more complicated than anything that, you know, a pain can ever throw at you. So, I really still love listening to the show. Asheo, you were doing a fantastic job. I could think of no better person to replace me. And Brilliant, I miss you to pieces, and hopefully I'll be back in the game soon. All right, thank you very much for listening, everyone. And not to be outdone, for the Alliance.
Oh, Glanther, thank you. That was excellent.
Wow.
I don't know if any of you got a little teary-eyed, but I got a little nostalgic listening to Glanther. And thanks for the tips. That's
an epic submission.
Yes. The secondary skills, you made some really good points. And thanks for clearing that up about dual boxing on the Mac.
Yeah, I'm a Mac noob.
Yeah, so we know that. And I don't know, do we really want Vinny the dwarf?
Well, I think financing is a brilliant idea, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a
game thing.
An NPC. Well, it doesn't have to be an NPC that does it. It could actually be something. Could almost be a profession.
Oh yeah.
So if you've got people with bucket loads of money,
right?
Some sort of in-game way to
keep track
of it and enforce it. Enforce the fact that you've loaned this gold to somebody and that this is the interest rate and that these are the repayment terms. And it's aware of, you have to do things like, we know all these toons are on your account, so, you know, don't try mailing it off pretending you haven't got any gold, because, you know, we're just going to automatically extract it out of whatever ulf you're squirreling the money away in. But I mean, it's something that could be done, and I agree they'll probably never do it because it's too much potential for causing drama. But it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. So thanks, Glantha, and hey, keep them coming. And anyone else want to submit anything in a similar fashion? That would be great. control.wow@gmail.com. So I think we've done enough damage. I mean, we've gone on long enough. Thank you for being with me this week, Asheo.
Thanks for having me again.
Yes, and this is Aprilian for the Horde.
And this is Asheo for the Horde.
It's been real. May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al Dir Shalah.
Go in peace.